Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
Let's get this started with Shayna.
Hey, Bob. I just wanted to know or wondering if you, when Jed Lowry, you're expected to have Jed Lowry in any lineups or games.
I don't know. I don't have the answer for that. It's going to be once Nick tells me he's ready to play in games. The good part of this whole thing for guys like him and some of the veteran guys who we might not play as much is they're getting a lot of at-bats off. I mean, Manaea's got three ups today, and Lizardo had three ups yesterday. Rosie threw yesterday. I mean, we have our pitchers that would normally be in games early on in spring. We're getting the reps on the backfield, and Jed's getting a ton of at-bats right now.
Manolo?
Hey, good morning. Bob, how are you?
Good, Manolo. How are you? Hey.
Could you please let us know, you know, what your startup for today, Parker Dunshee, brings to the table as a pitcher? And could you talk a little bit of how important it is for all of these youngsters, the second wave of your pitching, knowing that you're being considered, you know, who knows, maybe for the near future?
Yeah, not only the near future, but as you look around the league nowadays, depth is very important. And these guys, you know, whether it's Holmes yesterday, Jeffries, certainly Dunshee today, and Caprillion, those guys, this is a really good opportunity for them to pitch in games and start games that they normally wouldn't in spring training, and gives them a little bit more experiences against big league teams and, you know, and just a different than what a normal spring would be for them. So, yeah, I mean, if somebody gets injured, knock wood, that doesn't happen. You know, these guys are just a phone call away. And the one thing I say, you know, to the whole group, the first day of spring is, you know, we go through upwards of 45 to 50 players every year. So it's not just the 26 or whatever it is we start with.
Yeah. Luis Barrera got laid there to camp, but I wonder if how close he is to playing games and how much it's going to help him, the fact that he played in a winter ball with Tigres del Licey in the Dominican.
Yeah, well, you know what? I actually was going to play him tomorrow, but the training staff wants him to get a couple days here under his belt, just taking batting practice and going through normal reps on the field before he gets into game. So it'll be after the off day that we see him in games. He's eager. He wants to play.
Matt?
Hey, Bob. Did you see Luzardo's ups yesterday, or did you get a report on how he looked?
No, I saw him. Look good. Yeah,
how do you look?
Yeah, he always looks good to me.
How much more is kind of prepping your starters for the season going to go that route where it's not necessarily pitching in games, or how much more delayed is that going to be this year compared to previous years?
I think probably one more turnaround, you know, for some of these younger guys, and then we get our other guys in there.
John?
Hi, Bob. I think you have four games in a row here before you start going nine.
Actually, to the 13th.
13th. Okay. Okay. So
you can go nine, but
if you want, okay.
Scheduled for seven through the 13th, and then they're scheduled for nine.
You know, after the first couple of here, what are the positives and negatives of those shortened games in your mind?
The positives are, you get to look at some of your depth, like we're seeing for us. The negatives are, it's not a nine inning game for the fans, for me. And I think that's what they show up to watch. That's kind of the short answer.
So you're looking at the fans, but in terms of yourself, your team, you'd like to get more guys in.
You know, it's all about, you know, different camps brought different numbers of pitchers, and we brought a lot. So potentially we could see some nine inning games for the 13th, but as you saw the last couple of days, and I'm looking at the cards for these teams, they're bringing six and seven pitchers. So they're not prepared to go nine innings. And you know, each team kind of addresses it and goes about it a little bit differently.
When that inning just ended and Olson didn't get the AB, that could have been a perfect opportunity for some kid. He'll always remember that one, you know, out that he got in
right.
Big league camp.
Yeah. And then we will try to not roll over innings. You know, if the score is lopsided or something like that, but we have enough pitching. In theory, the minute I say this, it's going to play the other way. But in theory, we would like to bring in another pitcher to finish that inning, even if we wanted a particular pitcher that we took out to maybe go out again for the next one. But we have plenty of pitching to do that. Obviously, they didn't yesterday, or they wouldn't have gone about it the way they did. They rolled two innings yesterday.
Just one last thing. What is Rosenthal's schedule? When will he be getting?
He'll be on the same schedule, I think, as guys like Petit and, you know, some of our core relievers, as well as our starters. It should be around the same time. I have it back in my office, the date, but I believe it's close to two times around for the starting pitchers and the relievers as well.
Good, thanks.
Martin?
Hey, Bob. I see Nick Gallen is in the starting lineup. How big is the spring to kind of get, you know, a lot of at-bats and playing time against big leaguers, you know, as he's pretty close in his development? And I mean, last year, didn't get to play a whole lot.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of these guys didn't get to play last year. That's another downside to not playing nine innings is, you know, these guys, some of these guys didn't get to play. But, yeah, it's important for him. You know, he's a top prospect of ours. We want to, you know, take a hard look at him. We're not going to run Anders out there too much early on. So it's a great opportunity for him. And, you know, he looks eager to play. He looks good to me right now. You know, if the wind's not blowing in, he probably hits that ball out yesterday. So, yeah, I mean, this is a time that we were looking at a lot of our top prospects, whether it's position players or whether it's pitching, and, you know, he's embracing it.
Vince?
Bob, is there a potential that what's been happening this spring training in terms of the shortened games and making those adjustments mid-game potentially with the rolling through, is that a model that might play forward, you think, in baseball? Is that something that you think we would potentially see independent of what everybody's going through with protocols?
You mean like next spring if everything was
right?
Normal? I hope not.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't love it. I mean, you want guys getting at bats. You want guys, you know, like yesterday, maybe not Olson, but if it's somebody else, even though Ole wanted that at bat, I told him before the at bat, it was probably going to happen. But you know, and the fans as well. I mean, you're taking the bat out of somebody's hands with guys on base and in a big situation. So I understand it. I'm not criticizing it yesterday, looking at, you know, their pitching depth on that day, but I hope not. I hope that's not the case. You know, hopefully if it's normal next year.
And looking, you know, back over at Fitch, where we don't see the work, but we know work is going on for someone like Elvis, who's new to the club. He potentially will have multiple partners at second base with your lineup. What's so important for everybody just to find rhythm, conversation, get used to each other? And what have you heard and seen in that regard with Elvis and the other infielders?
No, you know, Elvis is really eager to play alongside Chapman, not necessarily just the second baseman. He wants to, you know, he said to me that, you know, on days that Chapman's in the field, I would like to play those days just to kind of get lay of the land over it on the left side, you know, how we're going to do things, how far he needs to shade, you know, if he can play a little bit more up the middle and so forth. But yeah, we get a lot of reps with, you know, whoever he potentially may team up with, and we certainly keep an eye on that and make sure he gets reps with all these guys. So yeah, there's a lot of work done. It doesn't necessarily have to happen in games.
And who are you leaning on in the organization working with the infielders?
Well, right now at the big league level, it's Kotz and Emart.
All right, Matt.
Has AJ Puck thrown to hitters at all yet, or is he still a little ways away from that?
No, I think his next one is hitters.
Got it. And where's Montas at in sort of his buildup?
He has to throw a couple bullpens before he'll start throwing to hitters too. So he's got, I think, at least one more.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Thank you.